views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. We have a special show for you today. Actually, it's a part two show. For those of you that are listening through our radio affiliates, I want to welcome you. For those of you that are watching us at facebook.com/Transformation Talk Radio, I want to welcome you. You know, today, this is a part two with two of the most incredible folks I've had on the show in the past week or so. And that is Pierre Orlean and Colin Baird Smith. Joining me here today to really pick up the conversation on part two. And part two has to do with the Earth Energy Calendar. Now, I'm just giving you a little bit about this and what it means, because the last time they were on and we talked about their fabulous book in a new way for me, by the way, to understand a new kind of astrology. You know, one of the things that I was really struck by as I read their book and then started to look at some very specific detail and dates in my life, I started to notice things. And one of the things I had said to Pia, at least I said to her, was I tried to look up my birthday, and I did look it up, which was December 11th of last year. And I made a comment that said, unlike any other birthday pretty much I've ever had, this particular one was particularly rough for me at an emotional level, at a friendship level, and I didn't quite understand it. Then, after exploring in more detail their fabulous, fabulous book, I found out that something happened on December 11th to understand the dynamics of it in a way that was hard for me to figure out. So today, we're talking about this new body of work and why it's so important in the world we live in. But more importantly, you know, what they have done as authors of this book, what they have done is they've created a way for us, in some sense, to make sense of a world that some days doesn't make sense. Welcome to both of you. Thanks for joining me. Welcome back.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. We are so pleased to be with you and your audience again. This is great fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us back.
Well, I think we had pretty much made a first attempt, first go around to explain the book, to explain some things that were happening. And what I was really struck by is as I started to learn more about your body of work and what you do, and certainly you do these fabulous free calls globally, what I realized is the more I started to look at occurrences and dates and intersections or whatever we want to call them, the more got revealed. Let's give folks that weren't listening to the last show, let's give them a recap on what we talked about and what you created in this book. Fabulous book, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we are sharing energies that the Pleiadians have explained to us, and we've been working with for over a decade, about two cycles of energy that are impacting us here on Earth. The first cycle is an energy cycle of 13 different cosmic energies that come through in a cyclical way, beginning with one, which is initiation, two, where we separate and start seeing opposite sides of duality, 3, where we begin to step into creativity, and so on, all the way up until the 13th energy, which is to integrate and complete, so you're ready to start a new cycle. The main thing that is missing from regular Western or Vedic astrology is that it's all focused on the energy of 12. And we are following the Pleiadian example, setting the pace for starting the cycle's awareness that there has got to be an integration place, a place to pause, to integrate everything that we've learned through a cycle of cosmic experience. So the 13 universal energies are really, really important because they do allow that 13th pause space to integrate what we've learned before we start over again. The earth energies are energies that pretty much define all of our experience here on earth. Anything from loving to feeling to listening to intuiting, all the different aspects of being human are defined in these 20 earth energies. Now, each person, each one of us carries one earth energy and one universal energy that we are aligned with. And it's our mission or our job here on earth to explore and understand more fully what that energy is about, and then begin to integrate it with the other energies, the other 19 earth energies and the other 12 universal energies, so that we complete a whole with our individual parts.
So these two elements, the earth energies and the universal energies, spiral together to complete an understanding of who we really are and how we can have more flow and more grace in all of our relationships, whether that be a personal relationship, a business relationship, a community relationship, any relationship that we're working with. Those energies can show us how we can do a better job to actually make more sense of who we are and why we're here.
In addition to that, it's not just about looking at people's energy, but it's also looking at the energy of the day, because each day also is flavored with a particular universal energy and a particular earth energy. So when we learn very briefly what those energies are, which the book explains in detail, yeah, and the calendar, which we have, the calendar, we'll show your listeners. The calendar has a brief legend at the back that gives you a quick preview, a quick look at what the energy is so you can understand it just at a quick glance. When we do that, you can go into each day and plan your life according to, is it a good day to travel? Is it a good day for this business meeting? Is it a good day to ask somebody to marry me? All of those things come into alignment so we can make good, positive choices.
Yeah, what I was really struck by is I got the calendar. And by the way, today, Benny, we're going to be giving away 3 of these calendars for folks, for our fabulous listeners. For those of you on Facebook that are following, we have a way for you two to participate. You know, one of the things I was really struck by is in looking back, right? You know, and I don't remember every day of my life. Honestly, it's not even my nature to remember yesterday. If you ask me what I did yesterday, I'm going to have to think for a minute. You know, what did I do yesterday? And so I don't have this relationship with time that a lot of people do. But I remember these events. And once in a while, I'll remember them because of a date they fall on. And this conversation with you started, and I know we're going to talk a little bit about astrology and this new way of astrology that many people don't know about, because you've done a really short view of my chart. But it started with me making a comment to you about December 11th last year. And I think I made a comment like something like, this was such an emotional day for me. Something completely out of left field that I didn't expect. A relationship with one of my mentees. Something. And then I look it up. And I go to, and I'm just going to tell people what I did, because there are dates throughout the back of the book. And let's talk about what these dates are for folks. And I looked up 3 things that you provide people with here. Well, there are more than 3 things that you provide people with, but there are definitely some things that I had not heard about before. First was the vortex days. So let's talk about the vortex days, because I go to the book, and I'm looking, 2018, vortex day, December 11th, December 10th, and today. Now, I am hoping I do not have today a day like I had on the 11th. Let's understand what a vortex day means, right?
A vortex day is an amalgamation of both spirals of energy coming together simultaneously. So they sort of bump into each other and they intensify everything that happens. So if you have a magical experience, it gets exponentially magnified. If you have a horrendous, challenging experience, it is also exponentially magnified.
It can be either case. It can be incredibly positive, incredibly earth-shaking day in a wonderful sense, or it can be a very challenging, very difficult day. And it depends on the person, their energy, the day energy, and all of it together.
All of it interacting together.
Well, what I love about this explanation of it, now I can't go back and change December 11th, right? But when I looked at this for today, I started to think about a couple of cool things. One of them was, you know, as we speak, we've been approved for some funding that's going to really catapult the work that we want to get done faster. So that to me was like, yahoo, right? And I have a feeling that even as we're speaking, the paperwork is being faxed. The other thing is I then received an email from someone this morning that I looked at it and I remember kind of what you all said. Now, I could have looked at that email and really taken it really personally and some strange reaction. But I made a different decision today, and I want to talk about this when we come back. The decision I made today was not to not reply, but to reply with a different energy. Mm-hmm. Not an energy that shows up when somebody goes off on you, so to speak, that you become a doormat. Not an energy that says, I'm going to reply back to you with that same crazy, but something in the middle. When we come back, I want to talk with you about how we get guidance about these energy so we can make a choice that at least says, I'm actually going to stand up for myself, my team, the world, right? I'm not just talking about the world. I'm going to stand up for that in this area. And I'm going to do it in a way where I don't lose part of my soul. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, it's a vortex day, everybody. 1-800-930-2819. Also, when we come back, I want to tell you something else we're going to do. I think we're going to talk later on about my chart. But as I went back and I reread the book, and this was actually rereading the book before I got the chart information, I was really struck by the table in the back and the earth energy table. And that's what I want to spend a lot of time on today. Because so often in our lives, we don't believe we have any choice at all. We don't believe. You know, certainly when my mom committed suicide, I know I couldn't bring her back. But the energy that I carry around that, the buck stops here. Let's take a short break, everybody. Yep, I'm slap happy to the bank today, but I'm also pretty slap happy going to play table tennis later. So in terms of having an epic day on the vortex day, look out, my table tennis player friends. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Everybody, great to have all of you join us today. Cullen and Pia joining me here today. Look, before we talk about this in much more detail, right, I want to make sure that folks know how you both are bringing the message out into the world. First of all, the book, incredible. That's one way. But that's not just all you're doing. You offer international live calls every month. Tell us about those. And when is the next one?
The next one, I think, is March the 6th. I'd have to get my calendar, but it's on our website.
Yeah, I think it's February 10th, maybe.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Okay. It's February 10th. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah.
We have so many events and things on our calendar that sometimes we even get confused.
That's absolutely true. But we have international calls where people can automatically call in and listen to a 15 or 20 minute message from the Pleiadians, and then the lines are open for people to actually ask their own questions. And the Pleiadians will answer their questions, and we spend all that time in a dialogue and a conversation, which is really amazing, and we are very much enjoying. We also send out weekly messages from the Pleiadians to give us guidance throughout the week. We do personal sessions, which the Pleiadians, LARCMA, like to call personal synchronizations, where the person can have a private conversation directly with the Pleiadian energy, asking questions from their hearts. We provide astrological consultations with full charts about each person's energy that goes deeply into all of their karmic patterns, their personality, their relationships, and answering whatever questions they would like to address. So we do all of these things, and we're always busy doing something.
And how do people find you on your website? I know you have a personal website, but let's give people information about how they can really find out more about all and any of this.
We'll give you two websites. The first one is www.larkma.com, and that's spelled LaarkMaa.com. There is a sister website that is in my name, Pia, P-I-A, Orlean, O-R-L-E-A-N-E.com. So both websites have radio interviews. They have magazine articles we've written internationally all around the world, information about the different type of chart work, intuitive services. All the different things that we do are available on both of those websites.
There are lots of archived pieces of information, radio shows, printed journal articles. There are many, many, many things that can be seen on both websites.
And then, of course, there is the calendar, which is what we're talking about tonight. We have a print version of the calendar that's lovely for people to have Pleiadian inspirations on every single month with lovely pictures and then a legend in the back that explains what the energies of each day are so that you can look and see how to navigate your life a little better. And excitingly, we're also planning to possibly produce an app so that people can have instant connection to looking up the energies and begin to really live navigating their life by energy rather than time.
Boy, I'll tell you, it makes such a difference when we can tap into the energy of something, right? And,
yes.
You know, part of this is, and for those of you tuning in, we will take your questions today throughout the show. Please feel free to call in. And you may have questions about a day, an energy, may want some insight into your life, may want a message, all of the above. Please feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. One of the things I wanted to ask you is a follow-up to the chart that you have about vortex. There's also another chart that follows that in the book, and it's about the earth energies, right? And the earth energies based on a day. And I would like to talk about these because we didn't get a lot of time to talk about this last time. And then when I went back to read the book, I then had an insight of how important they are from a lot of different ways. And so let's talk about them, because as I look at these and then went back to the book, of course, I started to think about these earth energies. For example, today is the 30th of January. And when I look it up, it's 12 illuminating, right? And you know, I love the feeling of the words and the language, but sometimes it could be misunderstood. Let's talk about this, because this is also different perhaps than like a personality type, a universal or some other number that we'll talk about later.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
yes.
talk about these energies and what they mean to people as they read this.
Well, to do the abbreviated version for those who want the shorthand, the calendar would explain illuminating energy by saying that it is simply, well, let me back up a little bit. Every single one of the 20 earth energies has a high path and a low path, a high vibration and a low vibration. That means that somebody can have the energy of illuminating, or the day can have the energy of illuminating. But we have choices as to how we respond to the energy. So the back of the calendar has appropriate use of the energy and inappropriate use of the energy. And for today, the appropriate use would be lightness, humor, peering deeply into the illusion to see what's real. Those are the high vibrational qualities that this day brings us.
And that, can I interrupt just
yes.
for a second? And that's interesting, because this interview that we're spending with you is on a day of illuminating. So if we were to look forward or backward within this calendar, this would be a perfect day for us to be with you, because of what we're speaking about is absolutely illuminating.
And it's also a 12 universal energy, which is significant, for 12 is the energy of understanding. So we are illuminating with today's energy and helping people to understand altogether. But back to the earth energy of illuminating, the inappropriate response would be to wake up and everything you do is full of drama, overreaction, and attachment to the illusion instead of looking to see what else might be real. So that's the abbreviated version of what the illuminating energy is. A person who carries that energy, of course, has many, many more nuances of both high vibration and lower vibration aspects that they can exhibit. And all people will go through a variety of waves of high and low in their experience of who they are. But once you become aligned with the energy and you, oh, this is the energy I'm supposed to be exploring, this is the energy I'm supposed to be representing, then you can go more deeply into all the shadow aspects of who you could be on a bad hair day or who you really can be if you're paying attention.
So this can help everyone understand that we can change what's going on energetically through choice or through perspective. And that is an amazing change in how people can guide their lives.
One of the things, too, I love about this because I looked it up for today. And I realize now, you know, having looked it up, you're absolutely right, because the one end of this really points you in one energetic direction. The other one gets you caught in drama of a day based on just about anything, whether it's a drama with the client or drama with the possibility or drama. There's such a heaviness to that in itself. But what I'm really struck by is how you both have weaved a dialogue together and a blueprint together on how all these energies work so that individuals, right, as well as from a global perspective, can really look at and step away from the day-to-day perspective of life and look at a possibility of choice. And I think that's really where we started with this, was there's a possibility of choice for each and every one of us to have. Some days it doesn't seem like we do. It doesn't seem like we have choices on some days. But the way you present it in the book really gives us an opportunity to rethink that.
Yes, there's always a choice. Always a choice. People who are born with illuminating energy is the energy that they are resonant with, often go through their whole life feeling like either they're on stage or they want to be on stage. And that again reflects both the high and the low end of the vibration, because people who want to be on stage sometimes are screaming, look at me, look at me, look at me. And people who just naturally feel like they are on stage are saying, I'm shining my light for anybody who wants to see the higher vibration. So there's always a choice in whatever the theme of the personality is by the energy that you're carrying. And it's really fun to find out and align yourself with, oh, this makes so much more sense. Now I can recognize more easily who I am.
Well, you know, we're going to take a short break. We can come back. We're not only going to talk about this, we're going to do a walkthrough. I want to thank Pia for taking a quick look at my chart as an example, so that perhaps if you've never heard the way a life might be described with these energies, we're going to give you a sneak peek. And in the end, for those of you out there, I want to make sure you know, when we come back, we have three of the 2019 calendars to give away. And what they do is not only help you look at the energy for the day, but energy rather than the day. And it's a legend to use, you know, where you can look at each energy and see beautiful pictures and have an inspiration to set the energy of your day, your life, in the direction you want it to go. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want. Tune in each month to Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger to start living your future now. For more information about the show and working with Barbara, visit YesMindedPower.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to the Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
As the Buddha described, once you hear the truth, it's not going to rest until it becomes fully available in your awareness. There's some blessings happening in your life, and you don't even know about them yet.
Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are certainly taking your calls because this day is a day of illumination. And we wouldn't be doing you or ourselves any help whatsoever if we didn't open this up. So we've done it in two ways. If you're on Facebook and you want some information or insight, pick a date, type it in. We'll get it on here. If it's your birth date, type it in. We'll get it on here with your name. Today, we have opened up the phone lines. And Benny, we do have a caller. So why don't we go to the phones?
Sure. We'll take Ann from Virginia.
Hi, Ann.
Hi, Dr. Pat. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Great to hear from you, Ann.
Yes, good to hear you. I thought I'd give my birth date because instead of one specific date, and I want to say hello to your guests. I know they have two different last names, so I can't remember them.
Well, thank you. And we did get your birth date. And so I am going to ask Pia and Colin both to jump in here. And Anne has been one of our fabulous listeners for a long time. So let's see what we've got for her.
Be glad to do that. And your birthday is June the 16th, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So you are a universal energy of one, which means you are an initiator. You like to start projects. You love being involved in new things because you carry a universal energy of let's get started with something new. The downside of being on a one is you may get bored quite quickly and you may not want to finish a project because you're on to the next thing. But you can learn to manage that as a universal one, but that is the energy that you came in with. You also, as far as your earth energy, you are an energy of evolving. That means that you have in your life, in your experience, catastrophic things that bring forth evolutionary understanding. That's part of the pattern of how you experience. Now, evolving is an Eastern energy, so that means that it's very much in alignment with your one universal energy. because Eastern energies are all about bringing in the new and initiating new things. So you're very, very much involved with anything that's new and starting whatever's new. It also gives you the opportunity to be in the present moment over and over and over again, which is a great way to be an example for others so that they don't cling to the past.
Yes. I always feel that I'm in the present. That's when I see things on the outside. So instead of being on the inside looking out, I always feel like I'm on the outside looking in. So yes. I see things that other people may not see.
Yes, and the caution you have to take with that wonderful gift you have is not to be disappointed when others can't see what you see. That's really important for you because having a special gift of being able to see in the way that you do can often bring disappointment when you can't connect with others who don't see it. So that's the side that you work with and get it out of the way so you can continue to have your evolving energy be worthwhile, be a gift.
But is it okay to bring points up to other people or just to watch the scenery on my own?
Well, your tendency is always to bring points up to other people. That's your natural tendency, is to share what you know and what you've discovered. I think all of us have a natural human tendency to want to share something we're excited about. What we're learning from the Pleiadians who work with us and guide us is that the only way people ever learn is through their own opening interest. If they're interested in something, learn. But if you bring it to them and they're not interested or not ready to learn, then no matter how good the information you bring may be, they won't be ready for it. So we're learning to teach by example.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Teaching by example is a way of allowing people to realize that you see things maybe in a bigger picture. You see things in a more holistic way. And by them watching how you do what you do in your life is a way of helping them expand how they can see what they can also do. So it's a way of teaching without preaching. It's a way of helping people expand without them thinking that someone's telling them something that they must do, but that they can choose to do it because they know it will make a difference in their life.
Okay, I've got that. But then again, you have those people that they also tell you what they see, but they're not willing on their own. They discover things on their own, but by my example, but they're not willing to go in that same direction because that's just not them.
Yes, that's
their human, light is different.
That's human nature. The more each person, no matter what energy is, learns to shine their own light of who they are without trying to overshadow someone else, the more we can share our perspectives instead of trying to pound it into somebody's head. A lot of people, when they share, want to make sure that you suddenly agree with them instead of saying, oh, that's a different perspective. Let me add it to my own. So we have to really, really be open to just being a demonstrator of what we can bring to the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I love that. Hey, Ann, would you not hang up, please? Because we want to send you a calendar. So I want to make sure Benny gets your information. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for that. I know that's a lot to think about, but it's very fun stuff, isn't it?
All right, we'll move on to the next caller. We have now Charlene calling in from Prince George, Canada. Hey, Charlene.
Hi, Charlene.
Hi.
Hi. We got your birthday.
I have April 15th, 1961.
6-1. And tell us, how can we help you today? Are you loving this?
Yes, I am. I'm highly intuitive, and I manifest things just by thought, putting the energy out into the cosmos and releasing it and surrendering it and then going about my own business, and it comes back to me.
Of course you
and
do.
I'm wondering... How can I utilize my gift?
You're April 16th, 1961, right?
No, 15th.
April 15th, 1961. Okay, great.
Yes.
That's perfect. So April 15th, 1961, you have the energy of two, which is the energy of duality, which leads you to want to share everything you have and show people other perspectives of what you see. Duality is about from our normal experience, we perceive it as opposites and conflict and arguments and your way and my way and us and them. But the true way to look at duality and what you are here to share and explain with share with others is that duality is really about sharing different perspectives. Yes, I see your perspective and here's my perspective. That's what duality is about. That's the two energy that you carry as a universal energy. The earth energy that you have is breathing energy. And that's a very changeable energy that allows you to work with what is and change as you frequently as you breathe in and out. You are keenly aware that there's an in-breath and there is an out-breath. So actually you are double blessed with the energy of two in a way. You've got the energy of focusing on the in-breath and the out-breath as a function of duality, and you've got the universal energy as duality. So you have both of those showing you, this is what I can do, share my perspective. So automatically, when you're deeply intuitive, you bring things from the other realms into this realm to share. And the best way to use your gift is to take that in-breath and out-breath, and then take another in-breath and out-breath, and create a pause where you can integrate whatever it is you've received before you share it with the world. Give yourself a chance to really understand and integrate what your intuition has told you. Is that helpful?
Thank you so much. Yes,
you're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
And please don't hang up, because we want to get your information, because we want to send you a calendar.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, really, for real.
Oh, thank you.
No, no kidding. Absolutely love to do it, Charlene. Could I ask you one question before you go?
Yes.
How does that make you feel? That's kind of a validation, isn't it?
It is. It really is. I knew that I was blessed, but I just didn't know how to utilize it properly. And this has been such a gift today, ladies. Both of you, thank you so much.
You betcha. Thank you so much. Please don't hang up so Benny can get some information from you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Dr. Pat, I'd like to tell your listeners that what we're doing is a snapshot of what the energies are. And there is so much more that can be revealed about each and every person. There's no way to define a person in 2 minutes and say, this is what you are. The astrology charts that I do give you the deeper look. But I'm so happy people are taking the snapshot and getting interested. That's great.
How can they get the full version of it? Because we're going to talk about what you sent me, which again is not the complete view, but we're going to talk about what you sent me, which I call a bigger snapshot, but still one. How can our listeners, as they're listening to this, say, wait a minute, I really do want to know more. How do they schedule that? How do they do that?
They go to piaorlean.com. And they look under services, and under services, there will be a listing of all the different things that I provide. And they look for Pleiadian Earth Energy Astrology Chart, and then it will lead them to how to book one. And it will give you instructions of what information has to be provided and the cost of the session. And I want to tell everybody right now while we're talking, if these are not mechanical machine based charts. Each chart that comes through that I do, I spend 4 to 5 hours of intuitive time really doing something personal for each person. So it's kind of a big deal, and it's my joy, and I really love doing it. But go to the website and see what you can find there that interests you.
Pia, after all the years of all the things that Pia has been involved with, she regularly tells me and others, doing these charts is the favorite thing that she's ever done in her entire life. She feels more fulfilled and she feels more centered doing this work than anything she's ever applied her gifts and talents towards.
Oh, believe me, I get it. And that kind of leads me to what I know we have a short period of time left here. When I received the review or the overview of what you sent to me about my chart, I said this earlier in the show, but I want to get to some of it so people understand. First of all, I was struck by reading some things that perhaps I intuitively knew, but it didn't make sense to me. And so a large part of the information that I've gotten over time had pieces of it. What you've provided me with are ways to connect the dots. Because there have been times in my life, and especially here recently, where I start to wonder, have I really lost my mind? I mean, my friends literally think that I should be retiring like 5 years ago. I don't even understand the word retirement, let alone think about it. But let's talk about what you provide. So I get the information from you. And as I'm reading it, I start to see language that I've never seen before. One, in my chart, Venus influence, Aries evening star, self-regulating, universal seven is my personality, and planting. And let's talk about, I know we've got a short period of time, but as you did this, what you discovered and said about my life essentially now and perhaps in the future, it just conveyed so much to me in a way where I said, how did she do this?
With Pleiadian help. I did it with a lot of Pleiadian help. The Pleiadian group we work with, LARCMA, has been training Cullen and me in this system for well over a decade. So before we wrote the book and before we started doing the system, we were practicing with their guidance. So it actually, I feel quite gifted and lucky that I've been trained in a system that's outside of the human realm, that's coming from a much broader perspective. And I'm so happy to bring that into humanity. Venus, the planet Venus, is our twin planet. Venus is actually the twin to Earth, same age, same size, very, very similar in all attributes. Venus plays a very big role in Pleiadian Earth energy astrology because Venus is the planet that reflects duality the most. We have a morning star, we have an evening star. That gives us two perspectives to see how we are in the world. So I use the Venus influence of where it was in the sky when you're born to look and see how it impacts you socially, your personality, your relationships, all of those different aspects. For instance, an evening star, such as you are, Pat, indicates that you're very receptive to ideas from outside of yourself. You will listen to hear what other people have to say because it interests you. It also indicates that you are deeply involved in harmony. If something's not harmonious, it upsets you. You don't like to be in conflictual situations. All of that I can see because Venus was an evening star when you were born.
Is 100% right. And, you know, I don't shy. What's interesting about it is I don't shy away from conflict, but it's not my happy place.
Yes, absolutely. That's absolutely what I see about you. The other influence that Venus gives you is it was in the position of Aries when you were born. And Aries is very similar to an initiating energy. It's let's do this. It matches your earth energy. Your earth energy is planting. Let's put seeds in the ground. Let's do something new. Let's start something innovative. And Aries is the initiator. Let's do it. Let's start. So you're very harmoniously aligned in your own makeup with that Venus influence and with the earth energy of planting. The seven energy is your universal energy, which helps you to merge the energies between anything that is opposite. I see the seven energy as bringing spirit into matter because you're looking at the mystical and you're trying to make sense of it in a 3D world. And that's exactly what you're doing with your chosen career. It's exactly what you're doing. So that fits very nicely. The last thing that's listed on that headline you just read out is your evolutionary guidance. The evolutionary guidance is like your guardian angel that's whispering to you and leading you into what you need to do next, where you need to be pushed, how you need to respond. And your particular evolutionary guidance, the name of it is self-regulating. And that means that you are constantly, whenever anything bumps you out of harmony, learning to regulate yourself, come back into your core to re-remember who you are instantly. It's a very cut through all illusion kind of energy. Don't take any of the information that looks like it's not real. Look and see what's really here. And that's what your evolutionary guidance is doing, which takes us back to that email you started the show with. Your evolutionary guidance stepped in and said, well, hold it. Don't ignore the email and don't fire off something in the same energy. Come back to your center. regulate who you are, and then handle the situation. And that's what your evolutionary guidance will always do for you.
You know, and part of this too that I love talking about is that as I went through and as we talked about, and as a matter of fact, the way you outline it in the book, you know, I start to go through and I start to see some things that I've not heard about me before, mm-hmm. right? And yet, once you write about it as you did here and you explain it, you talk about it, it makes sense. The other part of this that I loved is looking at the shadow cycles, right? Huh? And what's said about the shadow cycles, right? And,
yes.
And I'm going to kind of jump to it. You know, when you talk about a buildup, right? You talk about these cycles that we go through. You call it an energetic buildup. Mm-hmm. And a pressure cooker. You use language like pressure cooker, right? Emotionally and physically. And yes. I have to tell you, I sent a text to Linda the other day that pretty much said this, right? The cool thing for me as I'm reading this is that there are times where I feel this energy, especially now later on in life, where those periods don't last. But when I was younger, Pierre, when I was in my 20s and in my teens, you'd have thought that I was Darth Vader. Seriously, I was described as intense. Very focused. I mean, if I sent you one of my table tennis pictures with my coach from like being in my 20s, you'd have looked at that and said, oh yeah, that's her. But today I'm still intense. I still go through periods like everybody else where I ask the question, what is my purpose? Mm-hmm. But I don't seem to stay in these cycles because I get some insight about the place I'm at. And I make an adjustment. Now, look, I'm like a human being. I got to tell you, you know what my adjustment is going to be today?
What?
At 2:00, I'm going to walk away from a very busy schedule and I'm going to get in my car and I'm going to drive up to Everett Senior Center and I'm going to play ping pong, table tennis. That's my adjustment for today.
It's a great one.
I hope it's the right one because everybody around me is saying, how can you walk away from exactly the workload and the deadlines you have? I have to do it, and I don't know how to explain it. But this is what you've explained so beautifully here and what you provided.
That's a very good way to deal with the shadow cycle because it shifts the energy. And a shadow cycle is all about shifting the energy, whether it's an emotional release, whether it's a physical expression, whether it's changing the way you're thinking or your belief systems. Shadow cycles are these grand gateways, these beautiful opportunities for us to shed all the patterns that are dysfunctional, all the beliefs that we hold that no longer work, all the things that really aren't true. We are in a position to be able at that moment, because of the heightened emotional state that comes up, to be able to say, let's do it differently. Let's do it differently.
And that brings us to talk really briefly about when we're in our youth and maybe we're a little bit more reactive and we're a little bit more definite. As we age and as we encounter more life lessons and have more experiences, we realize that maybe doing things a little bit differently will cause a different outcome. And that's exactly what you just described a moment ago about coming through your youth and becoming someone who has had more experiences, and you make different choices because of what you've learned through those experiences.
I'd say what Colin just expressed so beautifully is that the shadow cycles help us to mature gracefully.
Gracefully, but not less powerfully.
Oh, absolutely,
absolutely not.
And I want to make sure that we point that out. You know, we want to make sure we point that out because I know we have like 1 minute left. Here's the difference. I don't have this in your book, but on September 7th, I think it was September 7th, 1968. I had just like graduated high school. Here I was. Why would somebody like me living in New York, New Jersey, go with a bunch of a couple of hundred other people down to Atlantic City and burn our bras. Why? Well, you're going to have to stay tuned for what happened on that day for somebody like me and find out why that happens. But I got to tell everybody, I'm not planning to do that in the near future, I don't think. Thank you for today. How can people find out more about you? And I look forward to getting a full reading and then coming back and really explaining how this works. Thank you so much for all of this. Personal message, how can we find out more?
Our website is www.larkma.com. And all of the things that we've done in the past decade plus are in and on that website. And then Pia's website is?
Pia Orlean, PIAORLEANE.com.
And the two websites are interchangeable. You can find things, if you look at one of them, you can go from that one to the other one quite easily. So
they're interactive, although they're not identical. There are certainly things on one that are not on the other.
I love it. I want to thank you both for joining me here today. I also want to thank everybody out there for tuning us in, turning us on. And please, 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 for those of you out there, please know that gaining insight into oneself, living your soul's purpose is what, for many of us, is still a work in progress. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. We'll see you next time.